Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
I think we established an answer for some of this earlier in the week, and the answer had everything to do with time. And we started arguing the cliches that, oh, women are nags, and oh, men are lazy. And we thought, look, the miscommunication here is all about time. When a woman asks a dude to do something, and he's like, oh, I got you. And he's going to get it done, but it's going to be after the doubleheader he watched. And then he answers all of his email, and then he scrolls through Instagram. He is gonna get it done. But when a woman says, hey, can you help me out with this? And he's like, yes, she needs to establish maybe like, can you do this by noon? So we're all on the same page.
I tried that. Didn't work.
No, huh?
Yeah. So I wasn't gonna talk about this, but we have a couple of live wreaths that we hang throughout the house for the holidays. There's a big one that we put in the sunroom and two smaller ones and a medium-sized one because I like the smell of the pine, but I don't have a real Christmas tree. That's how I make that happen. So after we get back for the holidays, this is like January 2nd, 3rd, something like that. I take the wreaths out and just throw them in the front yard, right? Because I'm putting all the Christmas decorations away. So I never said anything. The wreaths just sat in the front yard right there, just like we're hillbillies. Our wreaths are in the front yard. And I didn't think I really needed to say anything, and that Bart will see them and he'll dispose of them, right? Fast forward to 2 days ago. They got snowed on. The snow melted. They're still sitting there. Mm-hmm. So 2 days ago, I said, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you get rid of the wreaths that are in the front yard? And can you do it by this evening? Can you do it by tonight?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just tonight, can you just get it done today by tonight? Yes, sure. No problem. And he was like, oh, yeah, like I've been meaning to do that. So cool. The next day, I go to work. It's dark. Can't see anything. I come home. The wreaths are still sitting there. So I told Cassie, I'm like, if they're still sitting there when I go home, I'm taking care of them. And so I did. And by take care of them, I meant just moved them off of our front lawn so we didn't look like rednecks, mm-hmm. and put them over by the garbage can. And we have still yet to talk about it.
He didn't say a word about it.
Probably glad. Hey, let me add one thing here. Okay, since relationships really allegedly are a partnership, and we're all in this to win, right? So
we're a team, baby.
We're a team. So let me add just a suggestion. And see if you guys agree with this or not. So rather than say, hey, Bart, can you do this by 2 o'clock? You ask him initially when he has time to do it. So now he has control of exactly when it's going to get done. You both agree on it. And then if he doesn't meet that expectation, then you got a really good point.
Okay. Mm. I will try that next time. Have him give me... I'm not happy about this, but whatever.
Because you don't know what his day really entails. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he already has on his to-do list.
I agree.
If he knows better than you. So okay. If you put that in his hands and you say, mm-hmm. hey, when will you have time? Do you have time today to even get to the leaves? And if he says, yeah, then I think you can negotiate the time. And then you guys both are crystal clear about it.
Yeah, because he has absolutely no excuse after that.
Yeah.
You set the standard.
But even when I asked, hey, can you take care of this by like just get it done sometime today, if you can get it done by tonight? Couldn't he be like, oh, but I got XYZ, I can get to it tomorrow?
He could.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. That's what I'll try. Now, this isn't about time. This is about execution. So she asked him to do something. He did it, but his execution was off. And this one woman calling out this guy, because this guy was, this man went on looking for sympathy, right? And she read him to filth.
I left some food on the stove. Can you put it away before you go to bed? I said, sure. There are four pots on the stove. I go to the refrigerator. I make room and I put each pot neatly into the refrigerator. I put the food away. She comes down the next day, goes to the refrigerator, sees that I put the four pots in the refrigerator and says, why did you put the pots in the refrigerator?
So the point he was attempting to make is that women need to be more specific when they're asking for certain things from their partner. And I feel like that's a disingenuous argument. I think this is weaponized incompetence. You did the job technically, but you didn't do the job effectively. Now, it's one thing if you saw when she put the food away, she put the pots in the fridge. But if you knew that she usually puts the food in Tupperware bowls, she usually runs the pots to the dishwasher, like you know her usual process, why would you intentionally do it wrong? I know why you did it. Because you wanted to do it badly so she'll never ask you to do it again. But since you like examples so much, let me try. Let's say you're super tired and you call home and you're like, are you making dinner? And I said, yes, I'm making dinner. And you're like, okay, that's fine. You pass all of these fast food restaurants, all of these other options, and you come all the way home, only to find that on the counter, there is a frozen lasagna that takes 2 hours to cook. If you wanted me to preheat the oven and put it in there and follow the instructions and bake the lasagna, why didn't you tell me? Why weren't you specific? These are the same men that claim they want to be leaders, but need a step-by-step tutorial for leftovers.
So that's Shwanda, and she is at Life Coach Sean, or Shonda, excuse me, Shonda. She's at Life Coach Sean on TikTok.
I agree with 90% of what she's saying, except one thing. Most guys aren't calculated enough to screw it up, thinking that if I screw this up, then you're just going to take it over. We don't really think like that. That was just pure laziness.
He was just being lazy. That's exactly what I thought. He was just being lazy. But I'm on her side. Yeah. Like, fam, you know to take the food out the pot and put it in.
If you watch his take, he literally was like, woe is me. I put the pots in the refrigerator and should have been awarded a massive award. But instead, she just came at me because I put pots in the fridge.
Yeah,
I feel her in that.
I used to do that back in the day with, like, spaghetti. Like, because I didn't want to put it in Tupperware, I would put the whole pot in the refrigerator. And the truth of the matter is, when I took it out of the refrigerator, I always threw it away because reheating spaghetti is stupid. So it was just like me temporarily being lazy and just kicking it down the road.
That's all it is.
To be fair, when you put spaghetti in a Tupperware, you are never getting that red stain out. For effectiveness, just put it in the pot and throw it away.
So true. So true.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.